Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 24th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're live and on-demand radio, always at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com. Donate today. A quick recap of yesterday's show before we get started. President Nelson, that's Russell M. Nelson, of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, addresses the NAACP convention on Sunday, and it was an incredible event, and we played that in detail. And the reason we focus so much on it is because, you know what, when a large church, whether it be Baptists, Catholics, Mormons, Protestants, whoever, or members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we try to highlight what they do, because it's so impactful when religious leaders stand up. I believe the Word of God is more valuable to bringing people towards repentance and the sacred cause of liberty and to promote God, family, and country than even the sword. The word is really powerful, and so we really highlight the good work that leaders do. But again, they brought in the Baptists and the NAACP and the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints all working together, saying we're all God's children, and we need to lead with the principle of love and acceptance and the olive branch of working together. Just great work there, by the way. Donald Trump, quote, "I am pleased to announce that a deal has been struck with Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, or I guess Speaker of the House, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. We worked out a big old deal on the budget. No poison pills," says the president. And see, I disagree. I believe there's a poison pill down the road with immorality regarding debt, where the next generation is responsible for the debt that we create. That's a poison pill of epic proportions. So it's kind of like fake news is the enemy of the people, says Trump. But yet Trump thinks there's no poison pill here. Who's he trying to kid? Freedom Works statement in response to the omnibus budget deal is kind of the most polite way I can respond. I couldn't disagree with Trump more on this one. Or Nancy or Mitch or any of these guys. They have no business increasing the debt ceiling and putting the next generation in financial jeopardy. That's immoral. It's dishonest. It needs to stop. And what a shame on them. Rand Paul wisely points out there is only one plan in Congress that will balance the budget in 5 years, and that's my penny plan. He's right about that, but now he says it'll take two pennies. Can't just cut from a dollar to 99 cents now. You got to go from a dollar to 98 cents because we've ignored the cutting of financial budgets for so long. Thousands in Brooklyn, we're still in the dark yesterday as New York City deals with another power outage. And I say they're in the dark in Congress on the realities of budgeting and spending of money. And they're in the dark, sadly, in Brooklyn as well. And we pray that they get power back and all is well for those folks. Wealthy New Yorkers, by the way, are ditching the city and the high taxes and heading to Miami. You know what? Again, these big cities need to understand you cannot tax your people into oblivion. Okay, you've got to cut and reduce government, okay? These massive pensions have got to go away and stop. You can't pay these government people so much money. You can't engage in so many services. There's a proper role of limited constitutional government, and then there's when government runs amok and goes on the offensive, and costs just go through the roof when that happens. All these liberal cities are giving up populations to conservative places where taxes are lower, and you'll see nothing but more and more and more of it as the disparity continues, sadly, to grow. Berkeley City Council, that's in California, don't you know? I guess they erased women. They don't want to use these terms like women and stuff like that. They don't want to use terms like men either. For example, oh man, says headline, Berkeley bans male-centric words, including, you know, manhole and man-made and stuff like that. You got to get rid of all these gender-specific terms. You know, can't have that. They want you to believe, I guess it's a maintenance hole instead of a manhole these days. So there you go. U.S. cities are losing, they say, 36 million trees a year. Here's why it matters and how you can stop it. They say plant a tree. I've been saying that for decades. But you know what? How do they know it's 36 million trees in the first place? Secondly, it's always good to plant trees, folks. It's always good to be productive and take care of the environment that you find yourself in. But I believe, as Kurt says, you know what? The great gardener, the almighty God, plants trees. The wind blows, seeds are dispersed, and a tree is planted, and hearts are gladdened, and, you know, that kind of stuff, right? It's good. CNN says if you're looking for a reason to care about tree loss, the nation's latest heat wave might be it. They say that trees can lower daytime temperatures as much as 10 degrees. And, you know, I don't know that I agree with that recent study saying that, that, you know, 10 degrees is quite a bit. But, you know, nevertheless, hey, it is good to have trees. And it is good. But you know what? Whenever we go to the extreme, we tend to cause the problem that we say we're trying to solve. You know, we got a war on drugs. Therefore, there's more drugs in the hands of, you know, people than ever before. You know, while we're having this big war on drugs and supposedly stopping the drug traffickers, hey, the cartels rage on the border uninhibited. We find out that the government's involved with the drug cartels big time. If you don't believe me, go check out Operation Gunwalker or Operation Fast and Furious. We armed the drug cartels with guns, folks, and then tried to blame it on gun shows. It was a big old lie. Furthermore, we have documentation from the CIA and all kinds of news organizations that the United States government has participated in protecting one drug cartel while they try to go after other drug cartels. I mean, it is crazy what we learn about and see from our government. Okay, whatever we seem to have a war on just gets worse, right? Anyway, that was hour one of the broadcast. The drug war, for another instance, we find out that, hey, we're cracking down hard on the drug war, and then we find out these pharmaceutical companies in bed with, what, government approvals, government agencies, in bed with the physicians, licensed government officials, if you will, doctors and such, they all partnered and, well, they gave people too many drugs, quote, the prescription way. And then everybody got hooked on drugs, and then they started looking for illegal drugs because they were so addicted, right? And you don't believe me? Go check that all out, right? All right, second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Jim Clymer. We talked about the Constitution Party. ConstitutionParty.com is their website. That is the party of integrity, liberty, and prosperity for sure. And we talked about here comes the McConnell budget deal that will, quote, rule the rest of Donald Trump's presidency. Daniel Horowitz writes the piece. And we talked about the future of the city as childless America's urban rebirth is missing something key. That's actual births. So you got a rebirth of the city, supposedly economically going to do great, right? But yet there's no kids. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be short lived, economically speaking, from a tax based perspective, if there's less and less and less children because we murder them all, right? For example, AOC and Omer are calling Donald Trump now a fascist. So you got the socialists calling out the fascists, right? All of them violate the supreme law of the land with their rhetoric and their ideology, don't they? Equifax got caught in breach in sovereignty and the secret information, or whatever you want to call it, privacy breach, big time. Equifax will pay up to $700 million to settle with the United States and with the states. I guess they had a breach of 150 million people's personal information, including social security numbers, birthdays, driver's licenses, information. It goes on and on and on. That's half the United States population, folks. If we didn't have government social security numbers in the first place, they couldn't be leaked, could they? We ought to shut down the unconstitutional behemoth while we have the chance. Now, I wouldn't shut it down overnight. You got promises to keep. I get it. So we'd have to extract our way out of that thing very slowly and carefully. Nevertheless, it's something that we need to understand is going to destroy this nation. We cannot handle the debt, the interest on the debt, the Social Security system, the education system. I mean, it's gobbling up cash so fast, it's beyond imagination. That's why the Congress had to increase the debt ceiling, because they're not willing to rein in out-of-control spending. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's show. It is still available online at libertyroundtable.com. Check it out, live and on-demand radio, free. But if you have the heart to help, donate while you're there, would you please? All right, this broadcast is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or dial 801-669-2211 or simply on the web, go to localhoneyman.com. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, we just got an update from pop.org. That's Population Research Institute. This is no laughing matter. 15.8 million girls have been selectively aborted in India since 1990. Kurt, pop.org with the latest study and details. Any comment on that one?
Well, it's a sad thing, Sam. Don't you believe?
Oh, it's a horrible thing.
I mean, we're just talking about the loss of life. And
yeah, it's a sad tale.
Wish it weren't the case.
But again, this is what we allow to happen around the world. And, you know, I hate to say it, but India's doing this. We're doing the same kind of stuff, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. It's, the God of heaven, when he says, thou shalt not kill, he's not kidding around about it.
Yeah, for example, the latest headline, I guess Obama holdovers swoop in and save Planned Parenthood. Did you see this, Kurt? Yeah.
No, I didn't see it. I just know that, it just seems like that's what happened, if I remember right, on this new budget deal. You know, that somehow Planned Parenthood's still going to get their money.
Yes, of course they are. We'll talk about the details in seconds. It's Obama holdovers that are the problem, they claim. I don't know that that's the problem. I'll explain in seconds just my take on it. Quick pause. We're murdering babies all around the world, and we've got to stop it. I'll tell you that right now. We stand for pro-life, unequivocally so.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
The headline says GOP has officially caved on the debt ceiling. Now the left is forcing the Republicans to protect Planned Parenthood and their funding. Now, Kurt, as you know, Donald Trump did a great job and put an executive order. I guess it was called the Protect Life Order. And cut Planned Parenthood off from $280 million of Title X, you know, planning and stuff like that and funding. We won. President Trump campaigned on getting rid of Planned Parenthood, and he actually did his order. But the problem is, before the regulation could go into effect, they, well, first went to court, right, Kurt? Well, then the Ninth Circuit Court even agreed and said, yep, Donald can do it. But now they say Obama holdovers and the Department of Health and Human Services have delayed the, it from going into effect. The HHS says there's no what do they call this thing? There's no, well, regulators do not intend to use enforcement actions against abortion clinics that are out of compliance. Instead, Planned Parenthood, anyway, it just goes on and on. But the bottom line is, now they want to blame this on Obama holdovers. Kurt, are you buying?
Well, I would say just from, you know, instead of calling this or blaming it on Obama, I would simply just say that what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call them the swamp, that's fine. I like to call them basically the insiders, the bureaucrats, the entrenched bureaucrats that have been there like forever. They just seem to stay. Doesn't matter who's in charge. You know, it's fun to call them things like, oh, swamp or whatever. But, you know, the bottom line is they need to be gone. And we need to have, you know, good government back is what needs to happen.
Yeah, and see, I'm not buying this idea that Obama holdovers are the ones here, Kurt. What I mean is that might be true factually. It might be Obama holdover people that are, you know, in some administration doing something. I don't deny that from a factual point of view. But I say to blame it on that at this point is disingenuous. First off, Donald didn't need to keep any Obama holdovers, did he, Kurt?
No, he didn't. He didn't. At least as far as I know, you know, sometimes you see these deals made, you know, whether it's Ron Paul and his deals he had to make, you know, in Texas to be accepted by the Republican Party, or, you know, you find out these deals and you go, man, you know, such a dirty dealing deal.
It is. There's no question about it. And I don't know if that's going on behind the scenes or not. I don't know. But I know the silence on it, so that we don't know about it if that's really the case, is part of the problem. And that was part of the problem with Ron Paul, too. I love a ton of what Ron Paul does, but I was very critical of that. I think wisely so. Look, you cannot do this stuff. And so, you know, I don't know. I think that there should not be any Obama holdovers, first of all. Because all we do is we use this to give the blame. Now we then say, hey, the GOP caved on the debt deal. Well, we can stop the Pelosi-McConnell debt deal right now, can't we, Kurt? It hasn't been signed yet. We have time to stop it, don't we? So this out-of-control spending that includes the funding of Planned Parenthood and the continuation of these Obama holdovers, you can stop both of those, as far as I can tell. But I don't hear anybody really speaking out boldly to stop it, except for maybe a Ron Paul and a Mike Lee and a Donald Trump or something. And I appreciate their stance, but you know what? Donald Trump's going to sign this spending bill. The Obama holdovers, I don't see anybody literally trying to fire them right now, do you? And so, you know what? I'm sick of this blaming it on the other side. Oh, my gosh, the Democrats again. Oh, my gosh, Obama. Look, Obama's been out of office for what, 2 years now and a half almost, Kurt?
Yep.
Okay, at some point, I'm not going to blame it on Obama holdovers. Those are Trump campaign staffers at this point, aren't they, Kurt?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it a campaign staffer.
Well, are they helping what I preserve Planned Parenthood's funding, which will then vote for who and what? And you know, it's hard to say, right?
So many times, at least in my opinion, they're the bureaucrats that have been there for maybe 50 years or 30
years. Yeah, but at some point, the current administration, I get some time to get them out of their positions, right? But after a certain amount of time, you got to own it, Kurt. After a certain amount of time, Donald owns this one. You know, I can't just look at Obama, and then Obama will look at what, Bush? Then Bush will look at what, Clinton or something like this? I mean, at some point, you're right, they've been there forever. I agree, that's the problem, but I'm saying you can't just blame it on the other guy forever. All right, this Pelosi-McConnell debt deal or whatever. Hey, that, you know, Donald's going to have to own this one, folks. I hate to say it. Anyway, I go on about this forever, but I'm telling you, I'm not believing the Republicans, for the most part, want to get rid of Planned Parenthood. How much Donald really wants to get rid of Planned Parenthood versus how much he knows full well that they've got 96 ways to shut down his well intent so that we can praise him for his intent, but it never happens. I don't know. I'm not saying Donald isn't genuine in his efforts. I pray that he is. And I think what he's done is tremendous. We got to help him. And we got to highlight, I don't know why these swamp monsters are even there. Somebody needs to sue and say these administrations, you know, somehow, Kurt, can they just override the president and the courts? The president put an order out. The courts backed his order. And now you got some minion somewhere and some unconstitutional government agency that could just shut down the courts and the president now, Kurt? Is that what we're talking about? If so, why aren't these people arrested? I mean, how much power do they have is the point, right? How much judge, jury, and executioner can these people play? All right, Kurt, you remember how we talked about them gators on meth?
I think remember so.
All right. Well, anyway, the TN Police Department involved now wants you to know. They're clarifying. They were just joking, Kurt, when they suggested that meth gators could result from drugs being flushed down the toilet there. It was just a joke to highlight how bad it is, Kurt. You got that?
That's funny. Yeah, that's really funny.
Now, here's the interesting thing. When we, you know, kind of reported it, it was a little tongue-in-cheek, too. I never believed the cops on this. But you know what? Then they go on in the story later, and they say how, well, you know, it was really a joke because we don't think there's going to be methed-out gators. But we do know there can be repercussions when animals receive these kind of drugs. It can change the animal's behavior, Kurt. So now on one hand, they said this was the case. Everybody reported it. Then they came back and said, we're just joking. And then later in the story, they say, but it could change animals' behavior. So how much of it is a joke, Kurt?
Doesn't seem that funny.
Kind of like a weird story. It's like, wow. You know, you want credibility. And so very weird stuff. I don't know that the cops need to be running around joking about drugs and alligators and stuff like that. But nevertheless, there you go. All right. A headline from WorldNet Daily says this, Kurt. Now, even the word Christian is too hot for YouTube. I guess it's described as unacceptable content. WND.com with the report. And I guess, you know, YouTube's just banning more and more and more stuff relating to Christianity, Kurt. You want to respond to that one?
Well, you know, I believe that this other headline kind of fits that. It says, Google engineer goes public, tech dangerous, taking sides, manipulated political, you know, and that's the bottom line is, Sam, that, you know, you've told me for years because you know, understood computers much more and still do than I ever have. I mean, I've taken computer courses and things way back in the 80s, and a computer needs a programmer. It needs somebody to tell it, and these algorithms or whatever you want to call them, which is basically just computer programming, have to have somebody saying what's up. And if it says it doesn't like the word Christian and it makes it, you know, takes it out of there, makes it where you can't find that, or says it's dangerous or something, then that's just the way that works, and because somebody's put it in that way, Sam.
Right? That's exactly right. Google's become an enemy of the Christians, sad to say, YouTube or whatever you want to say. And you got these inside, what, people reporting on it? Is how you say it, I guess, Kurt?
Well, yeah. You know, like in this case, you got Veritas is what their name is. And they're a group of people who feel like it's unfair to just kind of give the, you know, the folks a pass when it comes to Google and Facebook and stuff like that. And so, I mean, a number of other things. I mean, these guys have dug into Planned Parenthood with the whole baby parts being sold and all that kind of stuff. And they get video and they infiltrate and they do research. And, man, they make people mad. But I call it good reporting.
Yes, sir. I call it great reporting, but
yeah.
Again, here's kind of the problem, Kurt, with it that I can see. You know, should Google be allowed to do that? Let's talk about
well,
it. King time.
Yeah, good point.
Liberty Newswire.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first of two hearings today on Capitol Hill where the former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, is the one and only witness has begun. Before the House Judiciary Committee, it will be followed by an afternoon hearing in front of the House Intelligence Committee. Some Democrats say they're hoping revelations from the hearings will help their efforts to impeach President Trump, but Mueller comes as a reluctant witness. He said that his 448-page printed report should speak for itself. Yesterday in the Oval Office.
Thank you, Mr. President, for your kind words.
Mark Esper speaks after being sworn in as the new defense secretary.
For your confidence in me and for this incredible opportunity.
No injuries after an EF1 tornado tears across part of Cape Cod, Massachusetts late yesterday, ripping the roof off a hotel in the town of Yarmouth. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
After weeks of protests and calls for his resignation, the Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello is reportedly going to step down today. This is amid a scandal involving some messages leaked in which he and his associates make fun of victims of Hurricane Maria and also make homophobic comments. Meanwhile, the Puerto Rican Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Justin Velez-Hagan says besides Rosero, the people of Puerto Rico remain in a financial and fiscal crisis like they've been in for more than a decade.
In my opinion, the president should appoint a federal coordinator for the recovery of Puerto Rico, a middle office of sorts that oversees those transparent mechanisms that are put into place to ensure that the funds get to that end user that deserves it and doesn't get caught up with in the hands of, less than scrupulous middleman political leaders.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. NASA says three asteroids will make close passes by the planet today. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. We're talking about two headlines, both related, I guess, to Google, if you will. And I don't really know how to respond to both of them because it's just like, wow. All right. Now even the word Christian is too hot. YouTube described it as unacceptable content documented in WND.com. They're taking down Christian content for using the word Christian. People are trying to create pro-life and Christian ads, and all of it's just shut down and, you know, marked as terrorism and marked as just unacceptable and whatever the word is, unacceptable content and all this kind of stuff. And then you get the headline, current senior Google engineer goes public on camera, quote, tech is dangerous, taking sides. What does the taking sides part mean, Kurt?
Well, in other words, you know, it's still the two Republican-Democrat thing. Sam, and so they're just saying that, hey, they're making it so that the Democrats can win in this case. That's what the guy's saying, you know, and he says, if you're not careful, you make it where these guys can win all the time.
Yeah.
You know, basically, they're saying what you've said about he who owns the media makes the rules. And that's why a long time ago they tried to control the media with the whole, different TV networks and things and give equal time and all these different things. They saw the problem. At least some people saw it, I think. Others, relished the idea of being able to control the minds of the American people and others who watched the different things that they'd put on. This is just that same kind of thing on Turbo, I believe.
Well, I think you're right, but I guess my question for, I don't know who it's for, really. So this engineer tells the truth, that Google is picking sides, and Google's kind of the enemy of the people, and Google hates Christians, and, this kind of thing. But what's going to happen now, Kurt? Anything? Or is Donald just going to continue to rail on everybody and everybody's going to ignore the behind-the-scenes reality that I've already highlighted with Joel Skousen and James, what's that guy's name? I don't have his name handy.
James O'Keefe?
No, this is another guy. He was involved in this report that Joel Skousen and others put together about this technology highlight. I did the whole detail last Saturday, played the whole thing Friday and Saturday. Anyway, all I'm telling you is this is an example where we know behind the scenes this is all government, military created, Kurt. And then Donald's acting like they're the bad guys.
That's a great point.
They're going to go ahead and have congressional hearings with Ted Cruz about how bad tech is. But the government built the bad tech we're talking about, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and so if you really want to go to the heart of the problem, then you got to look at government funding that's, basically either approved by Congress, or so many times you got these black ops and all these things that, the money, it just comes from other sources.
Yes, it does. And the problem is when you can create money on trees, you can just print whatever you want or create black op money or whatever. There's zero accountability, Kurt. I don't see us getting to the bottom of any of it. Do you?
Well, I sure know this, that if you don't even know about it in the first place, it doesn't even get brought up in the first place, there's never any way to fix it or at least address the problem.
Well, here's the way, in my opinion, you address the problem. These folks emailed me and said, Sam, you know what? Stop the Pelosi-McConnell debt deal. I think that's where we start. I think we start exposing this stuff. That's why I don't think we can blame it on the Democrats that, hey, Obama holdovers, are Shanghaiing the funding for, Planned Parenthood and stuff. Look, we got to just take off the gloves and shut down their funding. We got to reduce the size and scope of government by reducing their expenditures. And you know what? No one's even talking about it but Rand Paul that I can see, Kurt. He's the only one really that's trying to do something about it. I got to give him credit. Now, I appreciate this senior engineer speaking up because it's more evidence of the problem. But here's what I find fascinating. How come they're willing to talk about the problems of Google, but they're not willing to talk about the origins of Google? Doesn't that strike you as interesting, too? Donald's ready to criticize how bad Google is. They're, not being fair to conservatives, and they're fake news, and the big tech is dangerous and bad. But who's willing to connect the dots and tell you who created the behemoth problem we're facing in the first place? See, no one's willing to do that. It's kind of like how we're going to really get after Jeffrey Epstein, man, have accountability. But no one's talking about his island. If it was another country, they'd just invade, right, Kurt? But if it's Jeffrey's island, no one's even going there. No one's even talking about it that I can see. So you got a strategic removal of Jeffrey Epstein. As long as he doesn't rat, we'll keep it quiet. And, Jeff, you can just go ahead and we'll tell the nation you're in jail, but you can just get out and kind of hang out and do whatever you want, right? Special treatment. Okay, the same thing's here. Hey, we're going to make a big to-do about shutting down Planned Parenthood funding, and then we're going to, I guess the Obama holdovers made it continue. Same thing with this Google thing. We're going to go ahead and have this senior guy come out and James O'Keefe put him on camera and reveal the truth that, hey, this thing's dangerous. Government's picking sides. Pretty soon Google's going to be in bed with the Democrats. Vote fraud going on. Then everybody's going to debate if there's vote fraud or not. But nobody's going to run around and document the origins. It's James Corbett. Got his name. The James Corbett report, or the Joel Skousen report, highlighting the government built this problem, Kurt. They funded it. They got in bed with the universities and Silicon Valley. The government through the Pentagon. The government through the CIA and the NSA and the military They built all this, Kurt. Google is straight up a funded government creation. So now when Google's off the rails, whose fault is it? Right? Now what are we going to do? Hold hearings to have the Google executives testify about how bad they are? Yeah, anyway, I don't understand a lot of it. Any other comments on this one, Kurt?
Nope.
All right, Kurt's going to drill through the Google engineer's audio. It's in his Dropbox there. He's going to check that out and come back with some sound bites for us to play about what this Google engineer says. But I wonder if the Google engineer tells you the origins like we've been telling you. You know? All right, Apollo took us to the moon in 1969. Kurt, question is, some are asking, why haven't we gone back? You got an answer for that?
Nope.
All right. Do you think people will eventually live on the moon? People in the high-tech world are asking that question too, Kurt.
I don't really care if they live on the moon or not. And I've never really been asked that question. I don't want to. I figure it's one of those things that's, you know, extra that we shouldn't even worry about if we can't even get evil guys out of the tops of our government.
Yeah, good point. But I think that they have a lot of these questions just for a distraction, don't you?
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on in a lot of cases and stuff like that. You know, a lot of these people that say they want to leave the country, if Donald's in charge, maybe they can go to the moon, Kurt. You know, you can get Elon Musk to provide one-way tickets.
I think we should send the bureaucrats to the moon.
Yeah, they could, you know, do moon debt if they did that. They could eat moon pies and have moon debt and everything. All right, Senate votes, Kurt, 90-8. I don't know if you saw this. Confirms this guy named Mark Esper as defense secretary. I don't know if you saw this, but it turns out this Mr. Esper, he's 55 years old. He's an Army infantryman, I don't know if you can say that. Anyway, he fought in the Persian Gulf War of 1991 before becoming a lobbyist for the military contractor Raytheon. And now he takes control of the 1.2 million active duty troops in one of the largest militaries in the world, Kurt. Any comment on this guy? I guess Donald's got another hawkish, I don't know what you call it, swamp monster or whatever you want to say, put in place as his new, what do they call this guy? Defense Secretary, Kurt. Any comment on this one?
Well, it sure looks more like, you know, just the same old stuff, the revolving door. So he was at, I guess they say he served as vice president of government relations at Raytheon. Raytheon's a big, part of the military industrial complex. And so now he'll be in, let's see, what do they call him? The current United States Secretary of the Army. Anyway, bottom line is, say it's, I don't know for sure how, you know, good or bad the guy is. I'm just learning about him, but, I wish I would say that it was, Richard Mack or Sheriff David A. Clark, you know, somebody like that, that we knew of, but hey, it's seems like more of the same.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Kurt. And the problem is, you're right, we don't know this guy personally or anything, so it's kind of hard to say. But I would kind of come back and say this, though. A guy that basically was in the military for a long time and then becomes a lobbyist for Raytheon, I doubt that guy's going to be, what's the word? Trying to get us out of wars and trying to promote peace and stuff like that. It surprised me if he did. Got a bunch of health news coming back in seconds on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, before we get to the health news, Kurt had one more headline relating to war and the hawkish views. Mr. Esper, Mark Esper, 55 years old. I guess now he's taking charge. Mark as the defense secretary. But now Donald Trump downplays imminent threat of war with Iran. Kurt?
Well, yeah, I don't know what else to add. It's just that I would say this, that it's nice to see that the president doesn't push the whole, I guess you could say, the wag the dog scenario and just start blasting things off when there's people flicking their bic there in the Middle East. And, you know, I got to push, at least put a point in his favor and say it's nice to see him not just letting off missiles and stuff and trying to talk things out and trying to explain when there's a little problem there instead of just, hey, shooting people up or whatever. I think that's something to be said for him.
Yeah, I don't really like the headline because I think it's kind of very manipulative, Kurt. I don't know who wrote this headline you gave me, but the reason I bring it up is it says this. Donald Trump downplays imminent threat of war with Iran. Imminent threat sounds like it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of, you know, it's going to happen for sure when. Imminent threat is kind of like unstoppable, right, Kurt?
Well, that's what the military-industrial complex would have you believe.
Yes, just, and I'm saying, you know, I don't know if it's Donald downplaying it, Kurt, or if it's Donald saying, you know, I don't think it is an imminent threat. I think we can avoid war. And I'm going to do what I can to avoid war. And so when do you kind of fall into that war narrative? When do you kind of accept that it's a given that we're going to have the war versus, you know, is he really downplaying the threat or is he really saying, you know what, I don't believe it's an imminent threat? And see, I'm kind of on the side of this idea that I don't think it's an imminent threat, Kurt. I don't think we have to go to war with Iran. I think there's ways we can prevent it. There's things that we could do that would, you know, keep us out of those escalating tensions and stuff like that. So I'm going to reject the headline and say I don't believe it's an imminent threat. And I'm not so sure Donald's downplaying it. Now, that makes it sound like Donald's kind of doing something dishonest or that he's not admitting to the you know, as they claim it, truth of the matter. See, I kind of disagree. I kind of think Donald is not advocating for war. Donald is backing away from a conflict that doesn't need to happen. I would kind of fall more in line with the way you're putting it, Kurt, that Donald deserves a little bit credit for not agitating and saying or behaving as if it's an imminent threat. Something that you can never stop or never back away from. And so I think it's a little bit manipulated on the truth regarding Iran, and it's manipulative in terms of how they're positioning Donald in that headline. I don't like the headline. I think it's dishonest. I don't think we have to go to war with Iran, and I don't know that it's an imminent threat at all, and I don't know that Donald Trump's downplaying anything as much as maybe he doesn't believe it's as big of a threat as these guys, whoever wrote the headline, thinks that it is. That's where I sit. Now, is Iran our favorite people? I'm not saying they're just awesome or anything, but I am saying oftentimes it's the military-industrial complex that are agitating, and what they're trying to do is goat Donald into it, as far as I can see with that headline, Kurt.
Yeah, it could Couldn't agree more.
You know, they'd be like, Donald would be like, oh, yeah, I'm not downplaying anything. We're going to just take Iran apart. That's what they want him to do. But you know what? I think Donald's wise to say, look, we're going to back away from this. We're going to calm things down. We're going to do the founding father-esque idea of avoiding foreign entanglements. We're going to go ahead and lead with peace and diplomatic relations. We're going to go ahead and, you know, stay out of the foreign affairs of other nations. We're going to go ahead and, you know, hey, the military does a great job, and we're grateful for them, and they need to be used in our national defense. Not offense, I said defense. Anyway, there you have it, and I agree. I'm hoping that Donald backs away from war and that it's not a continued imminent threat, because I don't think it has to be imminent at all, is the point. Anyway, it's an interesting headline that tells you kind of where the military-industrial complex is, in my mind, and how they kind of manipulate the news. Again, he who owns the media makes the rules. They're manipulating this to where, I mean, if you don't think that imminent war with Iran's a given, you're an idiot. You're downplaying it. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. All right, Kurt, headline. There's two people from the UK that showered in contact lenses. I guess so they had their contact lenses in while they took a shower, I guess is how it is. And then they lost their vision, and they say two cases highlights risks to wearers. They say it's a scary reminder. When you wear your contact lenses in the water, you should take them out before showering or swimming. What they got is some kind of weird water infection because of their contact lenses, and now they're having trouble seeing, and it's a stark reminder, they say, to take out your contact lenses before you take a shower or go swimming, Kurt.
Okay, so if,
any comment on that one?
I recommend that, I guess. I'm surprised that the contact lens made him, and the water made him not see. Is that basically?
Well, they're claiming that it was like some kind of weird water infection. Contact lenses, I don't know, the combination created the problem, you know? So there you have it. You know, I don't really know how to respond to this except to say, hey, I would encourage you to take out your contact lenses before you, you know, get in unknown water or whatever you want to say, I guess. All right, there's a new study. There's a couple of studies out we'll tell you about. The first one, millions should stop taking aspirin for heart health, Kurt.
Well, you know, the headline, at least to me, says it all. I've been suggesting this was not a good idea for a lot of years, but they've been telling us that, oh, it's, you know, it's like a vitamin. I mean, it's a mineral. I mean, it's aspirin. And it's not true, Sam. And they're even agreeing that. Now, what I think is amazing is there'll be very few people that really get that story, because bottom line is, Sam, there's a lot of money to be made by the pharmaceutical industry with all those people taking their product, you know?
Wow. That's kind of crazy, Kurt. So you're recommending against taking aspirin? Is that what you're saying?
I've been in it, recommending that for a long time.
So you're going ahead and back in the study?
I say no to drugs, you know? You know?
Yeah, so you're back in the study? Is that what's going on this one?
Well, or the study's backing me. I don't know what you want to call it.
But, all right.
You know, I've been suggesting
changing the headline,
that
study backs Kurt Crosby.
Not a good idea to use for a long time.
All right. Another study out, too. I guess what? Spaying, neutering dogs. And they say neutering larger dogs may cause obesity and orthopedic problems. Is that for the animals, Kurt, or for people, or what?
I think probably both, you know. But in this case, I think they're talking about the animals. So they probably have to have some program to make them not so fat, you know, after they get extract their opportunities to procreate, you know.
Yeah.
I always, you know how the Bible says in the last days good gets called evil and evil gets called good. Well, I feel like a dog that's, quote, fixed is really just broken. But, you know, they wouldn't really bring that up, Sam. And they're not going to bring up this idea that, you know, the God of heaven made us to, whether it's animals or people, to multiply and replenish the earth.
Yes, indeed. Well, the interesting thing to me is this just goes back to kind of the point that I was making, Kurt. Whenever we seem to want to do something about something, 9 times out of 10, our intervention becomes the problem. Whether it's the war on drugs, I said this at the start of the hour, whether it's you know, in this case, what's their goal then? To have less animals, right? But then the animals that we do have causes obesity and orthopedic problems and all this kind of stuff. We just continue to meddle. Now, I understand we're supposed to take care of our environment and all that kind of stuff, but I find that 9 times out of 10, we just go over the top here. And that, what do they say? The ill's worse than the pill, Kurt? I mean, the pill creates the ill, you know?
Yep. Good point.
All right. Kurt wants to talk about mild sauce, clear mind. Spicy diet linked to dementia, new study finds. What's this, an Australian story, Kurt?
I think so, Sam. I saw it, and I just thought you would really enjoy it, of course. It's Dateline Adelaide, Australia, and says they say, here's something to consider the next time you're thinking about ordering a spicy dish. A new long-term international study has found that a spicy diet could lead to dementia. And they say, according to the study, older adults over the age of 55 who consume more than 50 grams of chili, I don't know, you know, how many times you check the grams of chili per day, displayed nearly double the risk of developing poor cognition and a decline in overall memory. Interestingly, they say slimmer adults indulging in a spicy diet exhibited even more significant memory loss. So you need, I guess that means you're supposed to get a little more. You don't want to be slim. You need
well, there's
to be
a, there's
fat
a bunch of good takeaways from memory. This, Kurt. Number one, I'm not slim, so I have less to worry about.
Yeah, good point.
So, the second thing is that when next time I order my big old bunch of chili on my thing, I won't even remember that I'm not supposed to. Because I got my Alzheimer's.
Good point. Yeah.
And you can tell I got cognitive disabilities dementia. Just by that analysis already, right, Kurt?
They say chili consumption was found to be beneficial for body weight and blood pressure in our previous studies. So if you want your body weight and blood pressure.
Yeah, you got incredible body
good,
weight, incredible
know.
Blood pressure. You just can't remember how good
yeah.
they are.
That's right. Or you can't even remember your name. So, you know, you could hide your own Easter eggs. I mean, there's a lot of pluses on
hey,
this.
Hey, man. See, that's Kurt looking at the positive already.
Yeah. They say chili is one of the most commonly used spices in the world.
Well, you know what the enemy of Donald needs to do, don't you now, Kurt? Just feed him chili.
Good point.
Yeah,
particularly so. Popular in Asia compared to European countries. According to the co-researcher there, in certain regions of China, such as Sichuan, I think that's where they get that chicken, and Hunan.
It's usually beef, Kurt. Sichuan beef.
Oh, that's it. Oh, that's right. Sichuan beef. Almost 1 in 3 adults consume spicy food every day. I mean, thank goodness I assume your tax dollars really went to work on this.
Darn right. Sam, well, it's in Australia. Maybe our tax dollars didn't. Maybe our foreign aid.
Probably the world tax dollars.
Yeah, good point. Now, the other thing I find interesting about this, you know, and this is kind of the problem. I brought this up to Kurt a lot of times because Kurt's kind of the health czar of the program and stuff like that. And he, you know, every study comes out and says something different about everything. You know, so I've seen a bunch of studies saying the spicy food's really good for you, helps get rid of cancer and does all these awesome things, lower your blood pressure. And now we got this study. Every single item Kurt can bring up that's supposed to be healthy, they come back and tell you how bad it is, you know. Like I learned in one place, wheat's really good to eat. You should have wheat, you know. And then everybody else is like, oh, man, that wheat's all GMO'd. It'll just destroy your gut, you know. Don't eat wheat. And it seems like every food is debated or everything that you can do or take. Somebody's like, hey, eat vitamins, you know. There's not enough nutrients in the soil. And then somebody else is like, oh, man, you're just peeing out expensive vitamins, aren't you? Those vitamins aren't doing you any good. And somebody else is like, hey, man, take fish oil. And then somebody else is like, hey, man, there's gender bender chemicals in them fish. And somebody else is like, drink water. And somebody else is like, hey, there's all kinds of fluoride in that water. Man, don't drink that. And it's like about impossible to kind of know what to do. When we come back, we'll continue this topic next hour. Because we need to talk about eating disorders and stuff like that, too. But it just seems like, and Kurt can respond to this on the other side. I don't mean to take all the time. It just seems like every single thing, it's hard to know even what to do for your health. Some people say, oh, man, you got to eat meat. And other people are like, oh, no, don't eat meat. Meat's bad for you. Only in times of famine and stuff, you know. And then other people are like, oh no, man, make meat the core of your diet, buddy. And it's really hard to know what to do sometimes on this stuff. So there you go, hour one in the can. The health czar coming back from the break. Hour two coming up in just seconds. libertyroundtable.com, our website, live and on demand radio at your fingertips, free. Spread the word, donate today, would you please. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the republic. of the United States of America.